Real Life Wednesdays with your boy Ali Rock and Coach Jackson Bozarth coming to you again with a great episode. Last week's episode was about goals and aspirations, correct? I think so. Or was it something else?
No? I think it was friendships.
It was friendships, man. We were moving so fast through these episodes, but they're fun. And go listen to our friendship episode because we dibble dabbled into other areas of. Sorry if you guys hear that. It's my laptop freaking out. I wasn't freaking out for a whole hour, but we dibble dabble into like relationship friendships and like, you know, fake friends, what builds a good friendship. So if you guys haven't listened to that one, go listen to that. And today we're coming to you again with another topic, something more on the lighter side. Not so somber like we talked about before, but go listen to the other ones about fear, anxiety, stuff like that. Today our topic is things everyone should experience. So we're going to share stuff from our own experience that we've experienced that we think everyone should, or things that maybe we think we want to experience or we want to experience that we should share with other people. So would you like to start off, or do you have anything on your mind?
It's funny because I don't know where to really start off, because I feel like you should experience things at certain ages.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, obviously you should experience a lot of things in life, and we'll get to the more broad terms, but at like certain ages, I feel I was very fortunate enough to experience this, and I was like very, the good and the bad, you know what I mean? So what was like, I mean, let's talk, we can go in like age groups.
I'll start off with this topic, because like ages is like, some people remember up to this age, some people remember up to that age, but I think everyone remembers these things that we're going to talk about right now. One is, everyone says, the high school experience. Because I think high school is when you really figure out, like, some people figure out who they are and what they want to do in life. Like, where they're, that, like, in high school, you figure out where what you're going to be in life. Like, not as, like, career-wise, but as a person. You know, because you learn about a lot about yourself, because you're in a more social setting, and you're more independent in high school.
That's a good point, but I also feel like a lot of people don't get to experience that, and it doesn't make their life unsubstantial. But I do think you, in high school, you find out who you, your potential of who you could be as a person, whether it's good or bad, you know what I mean? Because that, and how you can sustain friendships and stuff like that. And we talked about that last week is, you know, we all had our high school friends, we all had our middle school friends, and then how many of those carry over and stuff like that. But you know, there's levels to the certain there's levels to different high school experiences. I was very blessed to have one of the best. I mean, dude, and this isn't me trying to toot my own horn, but my high school experience was filmed on a Netflix show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like one of those where now I was very lucky, but that was my high school experience, and that differs from a lot of different people.
Right. So I got to experience like two different high schools. In my high school experience. How was that? And it's crazy because I got to start from scratch two times and see how I progressed and growed. And I just learned that I was very, I wasn't like this before. I was very quiet, this and that, but I learned in high school I was a social butterfly. And I learned to make new friends quickly and this and that. And I fit in wherever I went, you know, and there was an oddball out. And one thing I learned is that, one thing I want people to experience is they always have to play. Not always, but be involved in some activity in high school. Like, usually a sport is one of those, like, easier ones or to get into.
Sport or club. That sounds
right. But I think, like, the reason my high school experience was so fun was because I was in sports. And to have to compete, to, you know, make friends that way, to experience loss, all that, was because of sports.
When I went into high school, I remember a lot of people, there were some kids that didn't even want to play football, and some of them didn't even want to play football, but they played for 4 years. But just the memories that we created were substantial enough for them to continue to play football. And maybe that goes for obviously other sports, maybe that goes for a club, is kind of breaking your comfort zone a little bit, you know what I mean? And that is very important, I think, playing a sport as a child as well, and finding that passion you have to have. And that's something, when I'm blessed to have children, I'll make sure that my kid from the age of like four gets to play an activity, and then he or she will be able to continue in whatever aspect they want to do. You know what I mean? And that's something I aspire to be when I'm a parent is being that all-loving parent that sees greatness in their child, you know what I mean? In whatever they do.
Yeah, and I think one thing that, if we're on the topic of sports, everyone should experience, and they do experience, is, but some people don't experience to a certain extent, like, loss, as in losing or not succeeding to your standards, like in sports, especially when you have a bad game where you guys lose as a team collectively, and you're like, you just had the moment like, damn, I fucked shit. Like, I sucked. I didn't do good. You have to have that moment, because, like, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Are you going to sit down and be a fucking loser, or are you going to, oh, I'm going to go get better? So that's why I'm like, I've had that. I think I played football, I did other sports, but I wasn't like, it was for fun.
Right.
And then when I got into high school, I got that competitive edge, and then it was like, well, now I want to be the best, you know? And that all came from losing and being a sore loser, you know, sometimes crying when I fucking lost, you know? And now it's just like, when I lose, I'm mad, and I want to be better. And I always work to that, and I can transfer that to the workplace.
That's the thing. It's like a lot of those clubs, and we obviously use football as an example all the time, because it, honestly, it's the quintessential of what being a team player is. And so that translates so much into life. And not a lot of people who don't play those sports don't understand, because you hear that cliche all the time that football is equivalent to becoming a better man and husband and all that, right?
Yeah.
But not, if you're not within it, you probably don't understand it. You're probably like, how does a child's game make you become this person? It just does. It builds camaraderie. It builds integrity. It just builds so many adjectives that I can't adequately describe what it means to a lot of people. You know what I mean? But I do 1,000% agree with you. I just think you see like those Hollywood movies all the time where someone was the nerd in high school and then they go back to their high school reunion and, you know, get every single hot girl that ever dumped on them. You know what I mean? Like, and stuff like that. I do think, and this is subjective because I was so very lucky to go to the high school that I was. And, I will thank my mother and my parents for the rest of my life that I was able to have that. I just think to go on to a little, lighter subject within it would be making sure you're making some of these friendships and stuff that we're having. And in high school, you kind of find out who you want to be, not necessarily how you're going to do it or what you're going to do, but you find purpose. And I think that's where we start, is what are you supposed to do before you die? Well, at least find something that makes you want to impact something and be a substantial human being.
Yeah, like that's like sort of going like find your purpose, you know? And some people don't get into high school, some people get in college. And the college experience is just as important as the high school one. But like in my view, it was like flip-flop opposites. Like high school, you're on everyone. Everyone's always there. You know, you experience a whole lot of different things. And in college, you kind of shut down to a few. Now, I'm not saying everyone should experience college, because, you know, I still believe, and I'm finishing up the semester here of my beginning of my third year. So, and I still believe that college isn't, you know, essential to my success. It may be like a stepping stone to help me with this and that, but I don't think everyone should experience college, because a lot of people didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe just that those people who do just know that this isn't like completely necessary.
Well, yeah, and I think you said it very well, was when you talked about flip-flopping, right? And some people who were very sheltered in high school maybe broke into that everybody knows this guy in college, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that might be good for them. Curriculum-wise, I think if that's something that you're passionate about and getting your education, by all means, you should do it. I think where a lot of kids our age feel negatively towards college is the pressure that their parents put on them, or the pressure that they put on themselves to be like, well, I'm nothing if I don't get a college degree. Mm-hmm. I won't amount to a good person if I get a college degree. And that's simply just not true.
And that's what I want to say is like, and a lot of those parents who push their kids in college didn't
They didn't get it.
They didn't go get the degree or didn't completely get, you know, the whatever.
We're subtweeting our parents right now.
Right. And, you know, my mom went to college for 10 years to get her bachelor's. My dad went for a little bit. And they are, like, extremely strict. My mom was like, I will not die happy unless you get a degree.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, I need you to get that degree. Regardless if you want to go there or not. My dad's saying the same thing. And, you know, once I do get it, because I will get it, I'm going to see how this impacts my life. But I won't force my kids to go to college. You know, it's like, if they have a different path or a more reasonable path to take, and that's, you know, that's their lesson.
Where I kind of, when I'm become a parent, I want to be the parent that supports them in their decision because they're doing it out of having a purpose.
No, I'll try to give my opinion and rational with
them.
But
right. And not necessarily be a best friend to my kid, but also, you know, be very supportive. And I feel like this is kind of shitty, but the whole reason why I want to get a college degree now is not for me anymore. It's for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to, okay, well, you paid all this money and I'm very appreciative for that. And that's, how am I going to do it? Well, I'm going to get a degree by it. And I've lost the purpose for getting that degree for me. And that's why I get so upset and I feel like even stressed about going to college was because I just kind of lost that hunger for me. You know what I mean? And high school was a little different because I wanted to get good grades to get into college. Yeah. And now that I'm in college, I'm like, well, if I fail a class, mm-hmm. I fail a class, which is shitty. I shouldn't be saying that, but sometimes college just isn't something that I find very purposeful in my life. And maybe I will one day. And if I live a life where I feel like I should have gone harder in college, then that's something I'm going to have to deal with. But right now, my focus is being as good of a friend as I can be, a hard worker, and eventually finding that purpose. And I'll tell you right now, I'm 20 years old and I'm not trying to be morbid, but I don't really know what my purpose is yet. I don't. And that's okay.
Yeah, we still find that every day. But along the lines of, you know, not wanting to fail on school and stuff like that. Lost my train of thought. But
it's been a long week for us.
Right. But like with the parents stuff, we talked about this before on fear and anxiety about I don't want to become a failure.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone should experience not meeting someone's expectations. Whether it's or your expectations, you know, like so.
Failing.
Yeah. My parents have a lot of, you know, expectations, this and that. Or, you know, friends have expectations of you. And if you don't meet them, you got to understand it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the end of the fucking world. Like, I was expecting to be, find the love of my life at like 18 and get married by like 21. And I'm 21. Yeah. Because that's how my parents did it. So I was like, oh, shit, might as well, you know.
Right.
And I'm sitting here right now at 21 like, shit, like, I don't want to get married for another, like, 5 years. You know, I want to...
Oh, even cap more, buddy. Take your time.
I want to fucking, you know, make money, this and that. You know, that wasn't my thing back then, but... Yeah, I just wonder what other people's expectations are of me right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... At the same time, I don't want to know. Because I won't meet them, you know?
Yeah, I think failure is a... It needs to happen. You don't learn... If we only won, how would we learn? And that's the one thing is, and I failed a lot in my life. I remember I've obviously lost games in football. I've done poorly on a test. I failed in a relationship. I failed as a son. I failed as a brother. I failed as a friend before. Like you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff like that, but I acknowledge my failures, but I don't mourn on them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do. And when I do mourn on them, you feel shitty. And the more longer that you sit and mourn on those, you're not learning anymore. You're dwelling on it. And putting your failures into productive action to become successes is very important. So I think it's kind of funny. These Real Life Wednesday episodes have almost become advice. And sometimes I don't follow my own advice. But
mm-hmm.
I think when we fail, the first step is obviously acknowledging that this was a failure and finding out how you failed. Because if you just say it's a failure, but never know why, how can you change, right? And that's something that everyone needs to find out. And you need to find it out for yourself, not through what other people say. Because if you just listen to everything that everyone else said about you, you just develop no self-confidence, no self-integrity, stuff like that. You just believe everything that everyone else says. And so then once you figure out, okay, well, this is what I did and this is how I did it, you need to find out what are you going to do to put that into productive action. how are you going to become better from this? And once you do that, you've done all the steps and you're already a better person on the way. And then that's when you kind of reflect back and be like, well, then maybe that was what the lesson was. Maybe that's what the lesson was. I think a lot of our lessons in life come through failures. Mm-hmm. And every day there's probably something that I could have done better that I always try to think about. I could have done this. I could have done that. I mean, you guys know me and Ali Rock knows me. I'm an overthinker. I think quite a bit on what I could have done. You know what I mean?
That was very well said, man. And I just want to leave that there because great comments.
Let's go to something new. Let's talk about what's on like your Mount Rushmore to do before you die.
To experience?
Yeah. What are some things you want
to
do?
Now, we've talked about this before and we were close to doing it, but I think we should experience skydiving.
You know me. You know this is something I want to do so bad.
We talked about this so much. You know, like, you talked to me one day, like, should we book it? Like, should we just fucking do it, like, tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about
it. But you know me. I'm a very off the fuck. Just, let's go.
Right, but that's the thing about it, though. Don't think about it. Just do it. You know? And there's stuff like that. People are like, well, what if this, what if that? Don't think about the what ifs. Just think about doing it, you know? Because then if you after the experience, you're like, well, that was nothing, you know?
Let me ask you this about skydiving. Do you think that, like, obviously, it's a great experience. Obviously, it probably feels exhilarating and great, but do you think you can find a lesson in skydiving? I'm going to ask you that.
For fucking sure, dude. Like, the animosity that you probably have built up inside you when you're on that, because obviously you're not doing it yourself, you're not experienced, we have that guy behind you, and you're like, well, I'm just leaving my fucking life in this guy's hands, and I'm about to jump out of a moving plane, plumbing to earth, hoping the parachute works, you know? I don't know what I'm going to think yet because I haven't been in that situation, but I just know when I land on the ground, I'm like, holy shit, like I just did that. Now anything's possible type of moment, you know? Because like, you know, one of my fears is dying, falling from the sky, but like once I overcome that fear, we're solid. You know what I'm saying?
You know me. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so hungry. I've not ate all day, but so if you guys hear me munching, I'm just starting. That is something that is obviously on the top of mind. Another one that I have, and we'll just go back and forth. I've never left the country. Mm. So that's something I want to do. I always want to, not necessarily study abroad, but I want to learn other culture. I want to do something like that. But one thing that's always intrigued me within leaving the country is getting back to the less fortunate within other countries and seeing how that they live. Because I think it's very important for us as a society, especially those who are listening to us, in some way, shape, or form, we're all privileged. We are, and I think it's okay to acknowledge that. It's not, it's you shouldn't look down on your privilege and be like, well, I don't deserve this. I mean, everyone deserves a little, you know, a little attaboy. You've done it.
Yeah.
But I think being able to humble yourself and mm-hmm. put your foot in someone else's shoe, you know what I mean? And try to walk a mile in their steps. I think that's something that I've always just been incredibly intrigued by, because now I've gone through some hardship in my life, but not as much as some other people. And I'd love to give back and, you know, do something that leaves me with an idea of, you know what, when I come back home, I'm going to be a little bit more appreciative of this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I like what you said, that like you humble yourself. Mm-hmm. Another thing. That kind of sounds like fucked up because, like, you know, it's a 50-50 chance of you living, but a life and death situation. Now, I can't give you like a specific situation, but a situation where you know, like, yeah, if I do something wrong, like, you know, this won't end up good. I mean, and like, one example is like, you know, you're fighting for your life, like an actual fist fight or of defending somebody, something like that, where there's like a gun in your face, like, what are you gonna do? You know, type of moment.
Face the bullet type shit.
Right. Like, you know, who am I at this moment?
Right.
You know? Or if it's like a, you know, save this or that type of moment, you know? And I don't know. It's like, it's not something that, like, I'm looking forward to experience, but I think it's something that I have to experience at some point in my life. Or it's like, you know, it just like kind of shows you who you are as a person. And it's sort of like a, I guess you could say, humbling experience, because at the end, if you end up, you know, getting past that situation, you'd be like, damn, this is how I reacted. This is who I am, you know? Good or bad.
Right. That's risky. That's risky. You got to be a risk taker to do that.
I've always thought of the scenarios where, like, what if someone comes in my house, you know, trying to steal, trying to rob, or like, what if, you know, I'm in a public area and there's a fucking, you know, bank robber who's willing to pull the trigger. What am I going to do in that situation, you know? What if there's loved ones in the room? What am I going to do, you know? So I've always thought of myself as, like, yeah, I'm going to risk my life and try to save everyone else's, you know, come out of it alive or not. You know, I've always thought of that, like, I would, you know? But then you don't know what you actually think unless you're until you're faced with a situation. Mm-hmm. That's where you find out if you're a coward or not.
Right.
You know.
So my next one that I, it's just something that I aspire to be, and, you know, to all my guys might call me cornball for this, but
I'm thinking what you're gonna say.
You guys know me. I'm a sap boy for life. I want to have a wedding, like, to the absolute tier. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. the reason being is there's very few times in this life where you're the superstar, where you're the star on the Super Bowl team, where you're the man on, you know, you're the man on top of the moon. And that happens to be you and your wife's wedding, or you and your husband's, whatever it is. There's very few times in this life that we get that opportunity. And my plan with that is that the person I marry will be the only person I marry, and that I give my absolute all to, and not half-ass it, and not, you know, do half-truths or anything like that. Is when I'm blessed with that opportunity, I know that that's going to be the one for me, right? And so being able to experience that, I'm not saying it needs to happen anytime soon. It's just one of the things that I feel like, if there's one thing that I do, it's skydiving and all that, right? Which is great. If there's one thing that I do on this earth, I'd be incredibly disappointed if I didn't get that opportunity.
Yeah, one thing that they always say is one of the most privileging things or most honoring things to have is somebody to share your life with for eternity, you know?
Right.
And that was going to be my next one, actually. You took your words out of my mouth. But just to know that this person will always be here for me, no matter the situation.
Yeah.
And always have them by your side is, like, one of the most reassuring things you can have in life. Because, like, you know, if you're not ever by yourself. That's people that have a fear of dying by themselves. So for you having somebody always with you, and to experience happy marriage, to experience, you know, sharing memories, all that. And do you have anything else to add before I kind of... I was going to merge into someone
else. No, I don't think so. I think it, you know, like I said, it says for itself on what I want to do. Like I said, not anytime soon. I don't think I'm emotionally mature enough yet, obviously by myself, but for another person's needs where I can look them in the eye and literally, I mean, if they tell me to drop down and give them 10 pushups and literally just do it without, like, that type of love, you know what I mean? Where there's nothing that can break us. And I don't know if I'm there yet, or that I've met the person that for that yet. It's just that's an incredibly tough commitment. And I feel like not a lot of people understand that when they go through it. And the reason they don't understand that is because they're not emotionally immature, but that what they don't really realize in that immaturity is that it affects not only them, their partner, but it affects a community in more ways than not. And that's why I feel like sometimes as a community we fail, is because we're not good enough husbands, we're not good enough wives, we're not good enough friends to each other. There's just a continual backstabbing culture that we have established, and it starts with building on relationships.
Starts from the jump, establishing that trust, establishing the communication, and that'll forever, you know, be a part of your life where you guys communicate and trust each other.
As I've gotten older, I think about this, like, a lot more. Yeah. Where, you know, when I was in high school and in that high school experience, I think there's some that, like you mentioned, that everyone should have. You should experience relationships like this so that you know what you want, you know what I mean? Yep. And stuff like that. But
another thing is, since we're speaking about wanting to be husbands and stuff, is also being fathers.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's, like, if I can have one thing, is be the best father I can be to however many kids I have. and just to always be there for them and love them. And just a quick fact, I've thought about this, but also have show them what a loving family looks like, you know, having what having a wife looks like, what having that relationship of trust. Because a lot of people, when we're dating, we base our relationships based on what we've seen off our parents or close ones, you know. So what I was going to say was, it's sort of like off topic, but it just kind of popped into my head. When the child is born, the amount of time it spends in its mother's hands is crucial for the relationship with the mother in life. So like, you know, you take the baby and the mother doesn't get to hold it right after it's born. That baby that moment with its mother is going to affect that baby throughout its life. So the connection with mother won't be as tight if she doesn't get to hold the baby right away, you know? Or if she gets to hold the baby for however many minutes, they're going to be very close in life, you know? And I think same thing with like the father being in the room is just the energy, the presence of the two people that made this human being. That is going to be very crucial to that, the relationship you're going to have with that child. You know, holding them at the moments of birth, you know?
Yeah.
You're there for them at that moment, you know?
Seeing your baby's eyes, you know.
Exactly. You're being there for their first breath type stuff, you know? And there's going to be a lot of firsts when you have a child. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of tears, a lot of blood, a lot of everything.
I think that goes back to is like also creating that child out of love too. You know what I mean? Is that not a lot of people have done that. You know what I mean? Now I'm not shaming anyone, but I just think in this utopian society where we could be the best human beings on earth, my goal is to have a child out of love and to marry that woman that I'm having a child with. You know what I mean? And so to just kind of piggyback on what you're saying, that is 1,000% one of my goals too. I mean, it's just, and I've talked to you about that numerous times. Yeah. It's just, I don't think there's going to be a greater feeling than that. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm lying, but we'll see down the line. So
before you say,
go ahead.
This is like the last thing about it, but
go ahead.
Popped into my head again, and when we were working
together. This guy watches a lot of TikToks.
No, this one is about us, man. We work a lot together. Well, we used to, but I remember you used to like look at me sometimes. You'd be like, "It's funny, bro. We're gonna tell our kids about this one day how we worked our asses off here 3 a.m, you know, or we're out here working, you know, however many hour shifts, we're out here making this shit pay. We're gonna tell the kids about this." I'm like, damn right we are.
Yeah, I think going, so, you know, having your kid, having your wife, all that, but also having that best pal that's like been there from the jump is something that I just, like, you just see that shit in movies, you know what I mean? And hopefully that your friends, your kids are just as good as friends that we were and stuff like that, that we are. That's definitely a dream of mine, you know what I mean? And looking back and fucking being on our rocking chairs and shit, like, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of things. Like there's just a lot of beauty in this life. So to get off of that subject a little bit, because that is incredibly some sad boy stuff. Yeah. It's happy boy stuff, but also sad boy stuff. I want to see a Super Bowl game before I die. Want to go to the Super Bowl. Okay. Preferably a Colts game. That'd be sick. I've told myself that the Colts go to the Super Bowl, which I believe I've given it about a 2 to 4 year timeline. I'm going. Okay. No, like I will spend my entire life savings on it just because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. And if whoever's been to a Super Bowl, I mean, that is a blessing in disguise. I mean, it's the most eyes watch that in the world. I mean, it's a national holiday. You know what I mean?
Right. It really is. Like in America, like some companies know, like, yeah, like that's it's not Super Bowl Sunday. That's not schedule our employees this day.
Yeah. That or you get all the marketing for all the commercials.
Yep.
It's the best.
I love it. Yeah. I can't wait for this year. I don't know how it's going to be yet, but I heard that Sam Smith is performing. Not Sam Smith.
The Weeknd.
Yeah.
The Weeknd.
Sam Smith.
Dude, I can get down into The Weeknd.
I don't know, man. I really want to see Rihanna.
Oh, I could get, dude.
Like, I've been waiting for Rihanna to be called. Well, here's the thing
though. How hard is that to, as a woman, and I'm obviously not a woman, so I'm not going to know. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is like, how hard do you think it is to go right after J-Lo and Shakira? And they are looking fine as wine.
I think
we talked about it on our second podcast.
Yeah. I think Rihanna would kill the fucking competition. Or like, even like a Drake. But, you know,
it's not politics. I think when you get some of those names like that, though, it just becomes such a who can outbid. You know what I mean? Because, right, and not to say that The Weeknd's not obviously going to make good money on it. It's just one of the things where when you get, Drake is on a whole different level right now.
True. But since you said the Super Bowl, one thing I want to experience, and I don't know.
Stanley Cup.
Yeah, face ass. I've already had that, my team. But one thing I haven't experienced is zero gravity.
Like going to space?
If you ever seen those, like they take those jets up to like near outer space and they're just like floating. Always wanted to experience that, to see what it feel.
This is going to be one of the first ones I completely disagree with you on.
Really?
I don't need to live my life knowing that feeling. I don't.
Why not? Like, just floating in space, like, almost?
Oh, well, so here's the thing.
Like, you're in that jet, though. You're in a padded jet and stuff.
I am very much of a nerd. Like, Star Wars is my shit. I have very nerd-esque qualities. I do. But space absolutely petrifies me.
It is scary.
And you know how a lot of people, well, you need to face your fears. I can understand that in like taking risk and stuff like that, but I just don't want to go to space. I'm cool down here. I like my life down here. I see the moon every night. I don't need to see it up close. I don't need to be on it. I don't need to feel that feeling of, I just don't. It doesn't bring happiness to my life. It doesn't bring substance to my life.
Pussy.
Do you really? I mean, is that something that, like, before you die, you need to get this done?
Not like I need to, but I would love to experience it. And if I had the chance, I would for sure take it.
So if someone came up to you and was like, what is the question? I think it's, if you could leave Earth right here, right now, for the opportunity to go to space, go see Mars in a brand new society, but you can never come back, would you?
Fuck no.
So you really don't care that, like, much about space?
No, I don't, because there's people here that I need to.
Yeah, but
know,
like,
it's, let's not, just say, to me, it's not as important to innovate. And you know, I'm still very old school. I'm always like the last, not the last, but whenever there's something new, I'm never right to jump to it. And then it could be a bad thing, but it's also a good thing, because
PS5,
right? Girlfriend,
Christmas coming up.
But you know, there's something new going on. I'm not like, oh, yep, I'm going to go fucking figure out what that is.
Right.
You know, me, the question you just posed, I have more important stuff going on over here than I should be waiting right over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just to know, like, what if they turn off gravity for a day? Everything just started floating in the air. You'd be petrified.
I would. I get scared very easily.
I know.
But it's just, for me, my life, stuff that I want to do in my life, it's calculated risk. It's stuff that, like, if I were to die tomorrow, would I be disappointed? And that's just not one of them. That's just one of the things where I'm just like, well, you know.
Okay.
Sucks-ish. What's another one? You have anything on the top of your head? There's a lot. It's such a loaded question because we're so young, and I'm sure, you know, 3-4 years down the line when we're still doing this show, there's probably going to be different answers.
Now, here's something I think I'll experience, and I think I'll experience a fight, you know, like a brutal-ass fight. Well, whether it's me and you, because we have one coming up,
mm-hmm.
or a fucking, like a bar fight or something like that.
It's a character-building thing.
You know, because I've never been, like, so enraged where I'm like, I'm going to fucking hit this guy.
Oh, I have.
And I haven't been there yet, and I honestly, like, I tell people, like, because they're like, oh, you're so nice. I'm like, well, like, you know, no one's pulled my wires yet.
I can honestly say in my life, I've legitimately been mad. Like, mad, maybe 3 times in my life.
Okay.
One of them was my first fight. Well, actually, not even my first fight. One of them was a fight that I got into. And then other 2 personal moments where I was, like, at, like, hurt mad. But, like, that feeling of actually, the adrenaline of getting into a fight where, I think this goes back to that whole thing of you saying I need that fixing where I know what type of person I am. I think everyone should experience that a little bit. Now, again, we're not encouraging violence on here. Maybe Ali Rock is.
Of course I am.
But I do think finding out your strength is very, very much important.
It's a different type of strength when you're mad, though. You know, like, you can fucking for sure lift at least 50 more pounds. above your max, you know.
I think I could, like, gun to my head right now, I could probably lift 315 pounds. Like, literally, lawyers, like, I will fucking shoot you in your face if you don't get this. I probably could. But, like, we're never really pressed with those circumstances. So we're always kind of, there's something in our brain that's just telling us, okay, well, my max is 275. I can't, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's just an awful example. But, I mean, there's those examples of parents who save their children in unforeseen circumstances, and they just, for whatever reason, just it comes out of them. You know what I mean?
Right. No, yeah.
Ooh, I have one. In a utopian society, like just a fake society, one thing I would love to do before I died was have the ability to enhance my brain, because, you know, we're only using like a slither of our brain percentage or whatever, or like our brain capacity. What's that movie? Is it Lucy? Lucy, where she could, not necessarily, I don't need to be walking on walls and shit like that, but like just to have a moment of clarity or something where I didn't, like I had a more abstract view of the world. Fucking sign me up, bro. That is sick.
Okay, I could see.
What's like a utopian one that you could have?
That would require more thinking.
Yeah, that's a loaded question.
That's a good one though. Like,
I should have prepped that for us.
That was a good one. But like, I'm thinking like real life things I can experience.
I got another one. You ready?
Let me hear it.
Zombie apocalypse.
That would be cool. When I was getting into the show The Walking Dead.
Never watched it. I mean, I've watched like a glimpse of it, never like even finished a season.
Like, yeah, I put myself in those scenarios. Like, I walk around my house with a Nerf gun, like, zombie, bah.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be fucking like, pretend your to fucking murk like, zombies.
Dude, Alex, fucking stop.
Right. No, that would be a cool fucking scenario to be.
Well, I think, here's the thing.
Scary, but it's cool.
Is, you know, those like extremists that obviously get the bunkers and stuff like that.
Nowadays.
A lot of people do ammo out the ass. We all have that friend that's like, you know, what if?
Right.
Are you going to be prepared? It's like, I want to live my life on a what if, but let's just say that this were to happen. I would, dude, get your friends, get some stuff and get ready to chop some shit down. And I'm over here saying 2 minutes ago, oh, we don't promote violence, but I would let some zombies get this work. You know what I mean? I just feel, here's my fear about a zombie. The smart ones.
There aren't any.
Dog, have you seen Zombieland?
See,
Walking Dead made 8 seasons off, or how many seasons? You're telling me there wasn't one smart zombie? Cap.
There wasn't, bro. People thought there were, but there was actually just people dressed as zombies. Come on, dude. All zombies are stupid because they eat brains. And, you know, they don't have one. God.
Fucking comic book nerd. All I'm saying is like, that would be pretty sick. Oh, another thing I want to do before die. Just came up. Yeah, now my brain's going. I'm up now. I was really tired today, but I'm up. I had a couple crackers. I'm good now. I want to learn how to fly a plane, a helicopter or something like that.
I want to have a helicopter license.
Like, I want to have my own PL, you know, my personal license. Right. And that would be sick. And then really talk about flying and doing whatever. That would be, man, that would be cool. It's just, you got to learn how to, you know, what is it, like the drift and...
The drift?
You know what I'm talking about? What, like, the drag, sorry. Drag and shit like that. That's helicopter terms and stuff.
Yeah. Like, you know, worked at a helicopter place for like a year.
2.5 years.
Was it that long?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, buddy,
how long did I work there?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a year.
Yeah.
Gosh, man. See, time flies, but another thing I would like to experience, instead of doing that for like life, because that's a lot of things I got to think about. How about this? Something that we want to experience for next year. 2021.
No.
Before the year ends there.
I think that's where I want to go to a new country.
That's when? Okay, that's a solid one.
I mean, we're not going to say what the trip is because we're going to obviously make content off of that. I mean, we're going to a thing where I haven't been since I was a little kid and I don't really remember. Like, traveling the U.S. would be sick. Like a state.
No, yeah. For sure.
That'd be sick.
For me, tough one, because right now I only have one thing in my mind that I want to experience, because, you know, I kind of let life take me wherever, and I'm gonna experience a few new things next year that I'm hoping I'll make videos out of too, so I'm not gonna spill the beans yet, but stuff that me and Jackson gonna be a part of, stuff I'm gonna be a part of with my significant other, my girlfriend, stuff I'm gonna be a part of with my family, but one thing I want to experience is
that's that Las Vegas win, baby.
I want to experience a healthier lifestyle, and one where, like, I'm happy with what I'm doing with my body, you know? Because, you know, it's always like the same slump that I'm going into. And now I'm very consistent and very happy where I'm going.
You look great.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm getting better every day. And, like, you know, my magic number since high school is, like, let me just see where I look at 260. And I haven't been there since, like, middle school or something like that. Like, 8th grade, I was, like, 260. And now I'm, like, I'm inching closer to that goal every day. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to happen. Like, I'm not giving up on it. I think
this is the most motivated I've ever seen you, where, you know, now you just don't pat yourself on the back as often. And I've always been the one that's, like, tried to tell you, like, pat yourself on the back. But, like, this is where you're like, bro, fuck it. Like, I'm not where I want to be yet.
There's, like, you know I told myself today, I was like, what's the fucking point of being satisfied? I was like, why would I be satisfied with, like, getting to a certain goal? Like, oh, I lost, like, 2 pounds in, like, a day. Wow. I shouldn't be like, I'm satisfied. I just look at the scale. I'm like, not there yet, you know?
I love that attitude. Yeah. I do. I do. I just think, you know, I'd be a shitty friend if I didn't tell you that you're doing great.
I don't expect people to tell me, like, you look great. Like, people will see me from a long time.
It's my job.
I get it.
D-ride.
And that people do tell me, like, you know, girlfriend, she's like, you look a little slimmer. Like, this is fitting better, this and that.
This is fitting better, huh?
That's what I meant. But, like, like, I bought a pair of pants the other day.
Oh, wow. What's that? Ooh.
Where'd that come from?
Bingo. If anyone understands what I just said right there, you deserve it. That's the bingo.
Is it the office? See, oh, I don't know about that part you're talking about.
Okay.
Anyway, I bought size 44 pants the other day.
Hmm.
Too baggy, too big. And I was like, damn, I've worn size 44 since, like, fucking freshman year of high school. I was like, damn.
Dude, crazy. Congratulations, man. That's
yeah. So that's I'm awesome. I'm happy that that's one thing I want to experience. Another thing is, like, I don't know, like, getting fit, building muscle. You know, as your body slims down, I want to get bigger in other departments, as in biceps, triceps, and chest. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm also expecting to get tattoos.
Right on.
I've having more and more ideas of what I want to get, and I can't wait to get it. But this is kind of the reason why I'm starting this diet, so I can get my body right, so those kind of, you know, my skin doesn't, you know.
Yeah, and then I think maybe your purpose changes after that. Once you get the tattoo, it's like, okay, well, fuck, I better maintain it.
Exactly, yeah. And just try to live a better lifestyle. You know what I mean?
I like that, man.
But what's something you got, expectations for 2021, or something you're expecting to experience?
That's a good question. I also have a transition that we're going to do after this. But I would say for 2021, I have a lot of goals. And unfortunately, it's funny because, like, a lot of people wait till January 1st and they're like, okay, well, this is the year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of goals that I have. There's a lot of goals that I make weekly, monthly, and yearly.
Yeah.
I just want to... find a new so this was the year I found, like, a new hobby, right? And it's brought purpose into what I feel like I want to do for the rest of my life, and that's great. Next year I just want to find a way to give back more, keep on giving back. And maybe that's becoming a football coach, something I've talked about it for a while, and I'm inching closer and closer to working my way there and fulfilling this Coach Jack's name. I mean, I've done it as a volunteer and everything like that, but I'm actually might be getting there. But this is, like, a really shitty transition, and I'm going to get you in so much trouble for this. Please don't take it to heart. Not you, but
okay. It's scary.
One thing that everyone should experience in their life, and I don't wish it on anyone.
Okay. I know what you're saying,
but you, in some capacity, not the capacity of what I went through or anyone else has gone through, but in some capacity, you need to experience heartbreak. And let me just be crystal clear, and you know who I'm talking to right now. Please don't kill me. In some capacity, you have to, because you don't really understand until the adversity hits you. And we talked about failure, but you need to experience it, because I feel like I should just stop talking right now.
No, I'm going to just say this, man. I understand what you're trying to say. And a lot of people do experience that heartbreak. You have, and I've seen you.
It hurt me in different ways too.
Yeah. But I hope I never get to experience it. Let me just say that.
I don't want you to. I hope I don't. I'm just saying I feel like everyone I think everyone should. I don't wish you don't have,
like, listen, you can be heartbroken for a multitude of reasons.
Right.
You know, some people are heartbroken because their favorite player got traded away or whatever. Or some people get heartbroken because a friend betrayed their trust, you know?
Been there as well.
Right. Or, and you're thinking of, like, you know, your significant other breaks up with
you, or cheating on you, stuff like that.
Like, I get that. But you can also be heartbroken because a significant other did something that, you know, either they moved away or they took a job.
Well, and here's my thing: is I actually heartbroken
because they didn't listen to you or someone did.
Yeah, and I watched a segment. I don't know what it was. You know, I was watching Vince Vaughn. I'm a very big fan of him. He did a movie about. Again, I'm not wishing this upon anyone, but he did a thing about his wife cheating on him. This movie, right?
Okay.
And he gets so worked up about it. You deceived all my trust and everything like that. And she tells him, hey, well, you know, I had a miscarriage, this and the other. And not that they're excuses, but this is what caused some things. And they end up becoming closer after. But in that moment, I can guarantee you, he was heartbroken.
Yeah.
And that, I feel like everyone needs to have that moment, because in that spare second or however long it takes, you really do find out a lot about yourself. You find out who's on your side. And
yeah.
Just
you find out what people thought about him.
And just to be, you know, just to be like entirely transparent with you and your situation so that you don't get upset. You've been heartbroken before. We talked about it with your dad when he went through that situation. Yeah. You're telling me that wasn't a moment of heartbreak where you first split second, you're like, I'm the man of the house. Right. You see what I'm saying? So like there's multitudes of reasons to be heartbroken. Now, I don't wish it on everyone, but it does get to a point where everyone experiences it. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
Everyone has it in some capacity, and it's the way that you define what that heartbreak is and how you're going to go about it defines who you are as a person and what your mold is. You know what I mean? And that's what I was really trying to get at. I wasn't trying to like change the subject or look down on other people's relationships. It's just one of those things where in some capacity you will go through something, and it is up to you to learn how you handle that. Now, any thoughts on that?
No, bro, you said it pretty good. Like, because, you know, when you are in love or in a certain mindset, like a lot of things that you kind of maybe push aside or don't notice that other people do until you reach that like heartbreak moment. And then that's when everything starts going through your head. Like, wow, I was doing this, I was doing that, I wasn't seeing this, I wasn't seeing that. You know, and then it's kind of like a wake-up moment sometimes, you know. Some people, like I've seen you go through stuff like that, and I've seen how you got past it. And I think you become a stronger person because of it, you know.
And a better person. And I think it's important for me to note this. Just because I say that and you go through a relationship, you shouldn't be looking at it in a pessimistic
idea. Like, oh, I'm going to get heartbroken. Or,
exactly.
Yeah, you shouldn't be thinking that. Yeah.
Because then you're gonna be fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there are some people that do like go about their life about that.
Yeah.
Like no shots to anyone at all. I'm just saying like there are some people like that, and you just don't, the way that I try to describe it, and I'm no therapist. There's nothing like that. Not that I've experienced a whole bunch of life in my 20 years. I'm just saying that in this short time that I've been on this earth, I have learned a few things, and that's one of them. But you shouldn't, if you feel like someone is the one, then go for it. You know what I mean? What really do you have to lose? And if you do lose that relationship, find the lesson in it. And that's the beauty of life, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I think, like you said, everyone should, if not should, might not should, experience heartbreak. And everyone should experience what it feels like to be loved and what it is to love somebody, you know?
And there's a lot of people that I know that don't want to get romantically involved. Like they feel like that's not their calling, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. What your life purpose is should be what you want to make it out, not what someone else says for you. And we said it about our own parents who want college for us. I mean, there's a couple people that I know that they feel like their life calling is to be like a dog mom or a cat mom or a cat dad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Some people, some people devote their life to work.
And let's go back on that heartbreak. I will be utterly heartbroken when my parents die.
Yeah.
Utterly heartbroken. I mean, and I don't even want to talk about it because it's one of those sensitive topics, but
yeah,
like I said, it's inevitable. So I just kind of want to clear my tracks a little bit.
You know? Yeah. I like what you said, man. And I think to light the mood, and I think we've talked enough about this, but I think this would be kind of like a closing segment.
Sure.
But so what would you like this podcast to experience next year? Since we are growing, and I've heard a lot of people coming up to us about ideas about our podcast, what we should do, what we should do. You know, next year we're expecting to do a lot of things with this podcast, yeah. You know, whether it's stuff we've already been doing, like YouTube and stuff. We have some secret stuff coming out. We can't tell you guys because it's in the works right now. But
So I'm going to just say something that's not going to get us in trouble that we've already talked about is we're going to do a merch line, right?
Yes, yes.
My goal for next year is to have someone that I don't know wear our product.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Someone that I have no idea who is, yeah. And I just go out and see it. And now that may not happen. I mean, there's a lot of goals that I wrote out for this podcast when Alex and I first started that it just didn't happen. And at first I was so upset about it. I mean, Alex will tell you about it. I was like, damn, what are we doing wrong?
He was bugging.
But I've grown from that person, right? And mm-hmm. I've experienced that failure of that goal. And if we don't accomplish that, I won't feel like it's a bust. But that would make my year if I saw someone that I had no idea was just wearing our product. No idea at all.
No, that's pretty cool, yeah. And I hope when we do release that merch, whatever it is, because we're going to have a bunch of stuff coming out, and we're not doing just like one drop, but multiple. But one thing that I want this podcast to experience is like a boom, like where we jump in either viewership or in like brand recognition, stuff where people are like, oh yeah, that's them, you know. The people who have been listening are like, well, we've been there from the jump, you know. Stuff like that, and I hope...
Yeah, that would be so rewarding, like being like, no, I remember your first episodes. I remember when you guys started doing Real Life Wednesdays, and I'm sure that next year we might even fuck around and do 3 episodes a week. Right. We might have a new segment. We might have, you know, there's so many endless possibilities.
And I can't wait to see, like, because, man, it's been almost a full year since we started this thing.
We're getting there. We'll do something cool for 1 year.
That's right. And I can't wait to see at the end of next year how it's going to look. You know, we might not be in this garage. We might have our own office already set up because we're booming or whatever. Right. You know, our merch swap or whatever, our YouTube videos, they went viral. We have, you know, millions of people watching us, you know, crush your fingers crossed. But it's not like we're chasing it. We're doing things that we like. We're making original content here. We're speaking from the heart on these type of episodes and all episodes, really.
I wish people actually understood that because it's like, you know, we were talking about some stuff that's been going on, and then she's like, all right, you ready? All right, good. Yeah. I mean, Ali Rock right now is in an apron and his Pit Daddy shirt. He does have a semi-chub, though, so might have to take care of that later on.
I keep it 2 inches, man.
Yeah, but, you know, this year is coming to an end relatively quickly.
Crazy, yeah.
So just to kind of wrap it all up, every Real Life Wednesday has some sort of message, and I hope that everyone could take something from it. We're no Gandhis. We're not therapists. We're just two incredibly handsome young men that take sexy, pride in what they do.
Sexy, if you want to call us that, but yeah.
One of us.
Me. yeah, but this is it's fun for us to make these. I mean, we literally do this off no script, like... There's not like a section like, oh, when we lose, you know, when we're done talking about this, let's talk about this. It's like, we just, this is off the top of our dome. We just look at each other and like, yeah, let's do this.
We're locking eyes.
Right. but, you know, our next one, we don't know yet. We're going to ask you guys for suggestions. And one thing I expect us to be is way more interactive with our fans. You know, we posted something on Instagram today. I hope you guys interacted with us. We asked you guys if you're ready to listen to Real Life Wednesday. And, you know, we hope to get more of a following, people who want to hear us. If you guys didn't watch our emergency
Press conference.
Press conference. You guys gotta watch. That's funny.
It is funny.
Everyone's seen it is like, they're like, these are hilarious, isn't that? And that's what we aim to be. We aim to be entertaining. We aim to be thoughtful.
That's the thing, is like, it's very undervalued, the fact of like how much it actually means to us when we hear someone say, hey, like, you guys actually made me laugh today. Because it does bring so much fruition to us. But it starts with us and putting out content, and we're going to get a lot more involved, and we're slowly getting there. But like I said, I mean, I hope that people, it speaks not just for me, but, you know, everyone on this podcast, I hope that you guys are at least taking something that we've gone through and applying it in some capacity. Because, you know, we've done that with you guys. That's how society is.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, one last thing. And just to speak on a positivity thing, just make sure that you guys are hugging your loved ones, checking in on some friends, stuff like that. Life is too short.
Yeah, and that, since you said that, reminded me. Last week, or it was past week, it was the first time I've said I love you to my mom in a long time. And it, like, warmed my heart, because, like, her reaction was, like, so pure and so genuine, because she just doesn't hear it enough from me. And now it's just changed my thing. I'm going to start saying it way more, because it means so much. You know, those few words resonate with them so differently because they don't hear it enough. So I've made a change. You know, maybe you guys could too, just to know that those people are loved, you know. But like I said, thank you guys for listening. These episodes, we love making these episodes for you guys, and we have more to come. Episode coming out this Sunday.
Hey, see us on Sunday, and also see us on Saturday. We might be doing some Instagram live, if you guys know what I mean.
Let's go, baby. Anyway, peace out, guys. Take care.